I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a time to be a sports fan. Got NFL going on, postseason baseball, NHL season starting up, NBA starting up. Joining us now from KSDK, their sports director, Frank Cusimano. Thank you for coming on today.
Brian, great to be with you. You're right about that. This is a really fun time to be a sports fan. And for a St. Louis sports fan, it's actually not bad. I got to tell you, Ryan, we're in the sports office on Tuesday. The Blues are playing Seattle. It's two playoffless years in a row. They're down 2-0 in the second period, being outshot 21-7. And then bam, 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 three goals, they win the game. Last night, down 4-1 to San Jose, a team that beat the tar out of them last year. And they score three goals in the third period, including one in the dying moments, and then win it in overtime. I'll tell you, if they can win in Vegas tonight, St. Louis will be positively electric on Tuesday night for the home opener.
Wow. You know, you get to start the season on the road. Not the way you want it. You want to be able to get those early ones in. But if you can get a little momentum going into that first game, oh, how so exciting. And it's also nice that you don't have to compete with, like, oh, I don't know, the NFL when you have eyeballs to gain. So that's always nice, too, for the Blues on the home opener night.
You're right. Yeah. In fact, like the WNBA, which is having a terrific season, for some reason thinks it's a good idea to schedule the WNBA final game on Sunday at 3 o'clock. You have to avoid the NFL like the plague because, you know, look, at the end of the year, the 20 highest television rated shows in the United States are NFL games. That's just the way it is. Yeah. Sunday Night Football has like 12 of them. And I know the WNBA product has really gotten a lot of interest, particularly because of Caitlin Clark and now Nafisa Collier, St. Louis girl. But just a terrible idea. You do not compete against the NFL.
What do you think about in baseball, by the way? They keep putting that little pop-up in the corner for Shohei Ohtani. Like, oh, he's coming up tomorrow. Oh, he's up to bat soon. Have you been watching postseason baseball and the obsession with Ohtani?
Well, you know, here's the thing, is baseball stars have not been marketed for a long time. I mean, Mike Trout could walk into Deerbergs right now in St. Louis and no one would know who he is. And that has been the best player in baseball for like 15 years or 10 years. So they got somebody and they're going to try to milk him as much as they can. He has a chance to be, you know, a genuine superstar. He already is on the field. But yeah, I can see your point. They do hype the heck out of him.
Hey, Frank, this is Ethan Hannaford. Big game tonight, Padres-Dodgers, game five of this NLDS. Yu Darvish, Yamamoto, the starting pitchers for that one. I mean, when was the last time you remember a baseball game just feeling, you see the talent on the field, on both sides of the field. When was the last time you remember seeing this much hype around a game at this point in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's been a while, especially when you consider this is only the DS, the division series. And I think what, you know, in life, we don't want hatred. We want love. But in sports, sometimes hatred is good. And I'm telling you, there's no two teams in sports right now that hate each other's guts more than the Padres and the Dodgers. From Machado to Flaherty to Tatis, even Mike Schilt's involved in this thing, and he's the sweetest guy I know. I mean, that's what's made this series great, that the anger and the hatred. Did Machado really throw a ball at the manager of the Dodgers? I mean, it's just absolutely crazy.
Hey, by the way, are my Tigers going to win tomorrow? They moved the game up because they were afraid that rain would be a problem Saturday night in Cleveland. So you have the Tigers and Guardians now at a 108 first pitch on Saturday. Who do you think is going to win that one?
Boy, that is out of my league. I don't know. I'm a big Matt Buehrling fan from the Tigers. You're a Tiger guy, right?
Yeah, I'm here in Detroit, so yes, they're my home team.
Yeah. You know, I love their story, love their momentum, but as the saying goes, momentum is that night's starting pitcher. So the Tigers, that's normally where they're not as good as, but I'll be rooting for them because of the St. Louis kid, Matt Buehrling. I thought you were going to ask about the Missouri Tigers, by the way.
Oh, I got you. But we got the best picture with Scooble on the mound Saturday.
Oh, he is going to game. Well, that changes everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Scooble, going with you.
He's so good. And there's so much like Detroit sports radio talk up here. And the question, I hear it in the bathroom when I go because they have the radio on in there. And the question was, which number is going to be higher, the amount of runs Scooble gives up or the amount of fourth down attempts for the Lions this weekend?
Now, that is a great betting line. But I'm with you with Scooble, though. He's fun to watch. I mean, he's been the most dominating pitcher, not even just the American League, but the National League. He is something else.
Hey, Frank, you know, I'll go ahead and switch to the Mizzou Tigers here. You know, this week seems like it's one where it's an opportunity for Mizzou to try and get some things right before they go into a challenging SEC schedule to continue on this. You know, this week they got UMass, but then Auburn, they're on the road to Alabama, they have Oklahoma at home. Things are going to get really difficult. What are you hoping to see from Missouri this week in a game that, you know, they should have at hand against UMass? What are you looking for them to improve on?
Well, what I find amazing about this game is that last night and tonight, the Blues will be playing in front of more people than the Tigers. They seat 17,000. I mean, this is a joke of a game. It was horrendous scheduling by a former athletic director. I thought Mizzou should have written a million-dollar check to get out of this contract. I mean, this UMass team is so bad, they got blown out by Buffalo. When you get blown out by Buffalo, you're in bad shape. So it is a chance to regain some confidence. It's almost like a controlled scrimmage. You want to get Brady Cook and Luther, and you want to get that offensive line blocking again. So, look, they're going to win the game. It's just a game that has very little interest to anybody in St. Louis.
Wow. Frank, I got to know, what's coming up on Sunday Sports Plus?
Appreciate you asking me. We're going to talk with Brady Cook, the Mizzou quarterback. We do it every Sunday night quarterback, and he's been terrific on television. We're also going to tell the story of a St. Louis University cross-country runner, a lovely lady who lost both of her parents, and she is now lobbying in Jeff City, the state legislature, about allowing insurance companies to control medical care and not having the doctors do it. And it's a problem I think we've all faced. It's all over the country, and this young 21-year-old runner from SLU is fighting literally City Hall.
Wow. Yeah, you think about sometimes how sports crosses over with, you know, politics and real life and how that impacts their lives. This is going to be a great one. Sports Plus on Sunday and all the other games leading up to it. You got a busy weekend here. I got to tell you, it's going to be a good one. I can tell.
Good to be with you guys. Have a great weekend.
Frank Guzmano is KSDK Sports Director, baseball, NFL, basketball, Blues, and of course, Sunday Sports Plus. You do not want to miss that. We have another hour of the Mark Reardon Show. And coming up after the break, Curtis Hauk is managing editor of Newsbusters, part of the Media Research Center. I think they do fantastic work at pointing out some of the different biases that we encounter in mainstream media. But we're going to talk to them of what we saw about 60 Minutes and some of the criticisms they're receiving right now. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.